Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, my elder. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very well, thank you, my elder. Happy Friday. Is it a happy one for you?
It is a happy preparation day. Thank you. We thank God that he's seen us through the week.
Oh, yes.
And we are almost concluding the week. We just need to praise God.
Oh, yes. Only thing we need to do is truly just to praise God. Now, we're also concluding a beautiful discussion we've been having with you, marriage and the family. And we live in an imperfect world where people, can seem just fine on the outside, but turn selfish and angry behind closed doors. You have a right to protect yourself and your children from an abusive spouse or relationship. But what does God say about divorce? We're not talk about how marriage can actually teach us about God. So, Elder, what does marriage teach us about God?
Thank you so much. So marriage teaches a lot of things about God. It's a reflection of God's character. Mm-hmm. You are looking at a union of two people coming from different backgrounds. Mm. So the first thing that it is teaching us, it's teaching us about unity and oneness.
Yeah, yeah.
You become one flesh. You begin to reason, to consider the views of others. That is how God is. Marriage also teaches us about love and commitment, selfless love, faithfulness, and sacrificial commitment. That is what Christ has done. Mm-hmm. Christ did for the church. God gave us his son to die for his church, John 3:16.
Yeah.
So we see marriage is a similar experience. Mm. So marriage is also a reflection of God's image, which is love. So God is not loving, but God is love. Mm. So meaning that is the character of God. So in marriage, we experience love. You show the love to your spouse. Husbands are to love, wives are to respect. Mm. So they cannot respect without love. So in another way, they are also respecting. Mm. Then marriage also teaches us about discipleship, a character of God. God nurtures us. When we have gone astray, God is able to watch over us. Equally, when you're in marriage and God has blessed you with children, you are supposed to nurture your children, to guide them in the ways of the Lord. So that those are attributes of God. So we can say that is what marriage reflects about God.
Now, what do I do or what does one do if the marriage does not align with what the Bible prescribes?
Okay, so there because of sin, you'll find that the marriage may not be as ideal as God designed it. Mm. So what do we do in those instances? Number one, we need to pray. We should remember that God is the source of marriage. Remember John chapter 14, verse 13 says, whatever you ask in my name, that's a promise that God is giving. Mm. Whatever we ask in his name, we need to go to prayer with our spouse. Seek God's wisdom so that you are able to resolve the conflict.
Yeah.
Number two, you need to study the scriptures together. As you are studying, you look at passages on marriage, passages on love, passages on forgiveness, and how to resolve conflicts. Mm. So we'll be able to get some solution. We need to have open communication also. You need to talk up to your spouse about the thing that you are experiencing. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Pastor.
Okay, yes. You need to tell your spouse about what you are experiencing. We need to be selfless even as we are doing this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24 encourages us to seek for the good of others rather than our own good. So when you have open communication, in communicating, you're not blaming your spouse. You are taking the blame. For instance, if you have a misunderstanding, you do not say, I told you that you should do this. You don't seem to understand me. Mm. Instead of using the you, it should be I. You should say, I did not get what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I did not understand. And then you have a positive mind mm-hmm. towards working, making the marriage work.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
we also need to exercise forgiveness.
Mm.
We hate each other in marriage. So we need to exercise a lot of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If the misunderstanding is too much, you need to seek guidance. You identify maybe a pastor, an elder, those that are able to help you resolve the conflict. But that should be a last resolution. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that you could do.
Yeah. Now, in terms of divorce.
Yes.
Is there anything that the scripture teaches about divorce?
Yes. When we go to the book of Matthew chapter 19, we read from verses 3-9. Mm. Jesus talks about divorce. The emphasis that Jesus is bringing out in this passage, he is emphasizing on forgiveness. He's saying, when, as much as possible, forgive your spouse. And yet there are a few, one ground which maybe can be a basis for divorce. The emphasis that Jesus did, he talked about unfaithfulness, adultery. He says, except for the cause of adultery, you should not divorce. But if it is possible, even the aspect of adultery, if you are able to forgive, the emphasis is on forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible gives guidance that if you have tried to reconcile and things don't seem to be working out, you've tried to seek help from the pastor to address your issues, things don't seem to be working out. Of course, we need to continually pray, and things, you see that they are not working out. Maybe you can separate.
Mm. Maybe you can separate, and a big maybe. Now, what are biblical guidelines on parenting?
The biblical guidelines on parenting, number one, we need to show love and kindness to our children.
Mm.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 talks about, first in verse 1 talks about children obeying their parents in the Lord. And then on verse 4 of chapter 6 in Ephesians, it stresses the fact that parents, we are not supposed to provoke our children to anger.
Mm.
So we need to, as parents, to govern with kindness, compassion, avoid harshness. We need to focus on building a loving and respectful relationship with our children. So we need to show love and kindness. When we show that, they will grow with that. Number two, we need to teach and instruct them. We need to raise them in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 22 verse 6 encourages us that train a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not depart. And so training is different from teaching. Training, you are actually practicing what you are talking about. When we talk about military training, it is different from teachers. A military training in a camp, the instructors will be running with you, will be doing the exercise with you, they will be walking with you, unlike just teaching. So we are supposed to train our children in the ways of the Lord. Then we also, there are times when we need to impart some discipline in our children. Proverbs 13 verse 24 talks about spare the rod, spoil the child. So there are times when even in a loving way, we need to show to our children, to discipline them. If it requires using a bit of a whip, just we are supposed to do that. That is the road. Apart from that, as parents, we are supposed to provide for our children. Those are the biblical keys of parenting. Then we need to show a good example. We need to be role models to our children so that they will follow the example, and we will be the ones that shall lead them to God. Remember, children are a blessing from the Lord, and we are just as stewards. We are just caretakers, responsible on behalf of, managing on behalf of God himself.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. Now, my elder, how would you then conclude this, you know, fundamental belief, marriage and the family?
Thank you so much. So God's design is that marriages, they are supposed to be like a little heaven on earth. We are supposed to experience heaven on earth. Before we get to heaven, it is, should be a home where there's unity, where there's love, as we are reflecting the character of God. When non-believers look at Christian homes, they need to see Christ in the home. We need to show the light to the world, even through our marriages.
Yep.
So this cannot be done by oneself.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to be glued. We need to be connected to the source of love.
Mm-hmm.
And this source of love is Jesus Christ himself, because God is love.
Yeah, indeed. It's a powerful one that you're ending it at, my elder. God is truly indeed love. I want to vouch for that as well. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic Friday and a beautiful preparation for the Sabbath.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on your program.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.